welcome to Highly Irregular, the podcast with no right angle. Think of it like your worst nightmare. Oh, unless you don't already have a worst nightmare, do you? You do. And you were how old? And they did what? Six clowns? Wow, you're right. That's way worse. Sorry. Maybe let's make this like your fourth or fifth worst nightmare then? Does that sound better? Do we have a deal? Okay, good. Good evening, listener, and welcome to your wine tasting session. I will be your sommelier for this episode. Now allow me to introduce you to a range of different wines and their tasting notes, which we will examine together. Now let's get started. First I have a beautiful 2017 vintage Shiraz from South Africa. Let's see what tasting notes we get from this one. Ooh, fruity. Okay, now let's try this 2018 Chablis from Burgundy. Oh, I say, distinctly nutty that one, wasn't it?
I know. And unfortunately, he never did come back out of that cave in the end.
Oh, how terrible! What happened?
Caught fire.
The cave caught fire?
Yeah. Anyway, enough about my brother. How's yours doing?
I don't have a brother. I have a sister, Lucy.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I'm so forgetful.
You're forgetful? You think you're forgetful?
I beg your pardon?
I said you think you're forgetful. You ain't got nothing on me, pal. I'm more forgetful than you'll ever be. I can forget something before you even struggle to recall.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
I'm telling you, it's gone from my mind before it even starts to fade from yours. Gone.
Okay. Are you all right, sir?
When's your birthday?
What?
When's your birthday?
8th of August.
And when's yours?
17th of November.
Right, ask me when mine is. Go on, ask me.
When's your birthday?
Not a goddamn clue. How would you like them apples? I forgot my birthday, my wife's anniversary, my name. I even forgot to get dressed.
Yeah, why haven't we brought that up sooner? Look, we're kind of busy, mate. Don't you have somewhere to be?
No idea. Loser, you'll never be as forgetful as me. Capiche?
Bye then.
I said capiche?
Capiche.
And now, it's time for Raffy Bones' Dog of the Week.
Dog of the Week. Dog of the Week. This week's dog is a Basset Hound. That's my Dog of the Week. With its hypersensitive nose, it can smell white-collar crime. And it uses its claws to dig badgers and moles out the ground. And it's a Pisces. Every single one of us are Pisces. That's why it's my Dog of the Week.
Now I'm very excited about this next wine. This is a Grüner Veltliner from the Kremstal region of Austria, 2019 vintage. Let's have a try. Absolutely raunchy, with just a hint of elderberries. Delightful, if I do say so myself. Now moving swiftly on, we have a Chateau Lacoste Rosé from the south of France. Let's see what notes we get from this one. Welcome to the news. This is the news. Our top story. Dolly the Sheep made headlines around the world in 1996 when she became the first mammal to be cloned. Now, scientists have just announced a major new breakthrough in this field, which they have called uncloning. I'm joined here by Professor Hubert Wissenschaft from the University of Sheffield to explain this exciting new development. Hubert, what is this uncloning then?
Yes, thank you, Ridge. Well, when we say uncloning, we mean the reverse of cloning, that is to say, in our case, that we took two twin sheep called Polly and Rolly, and we successfully turned them back into one sheep called Rolly Polly.
Incredible. You must have been head over heels when you saw the results.
What?
head over. You know, because it's called Roly Poly. Was that a joke? This is serious scientific work. You're right. I'm sorry, Professor. Can you elaborate at all on how you managed to achieve such a feat?
Well, it's quite simple, really. We found a way to reverse the temporal axis on these two objects and revert them to their pre-separated state.
Now, hold on a second. The temporal axis? You mean you sent them back in time?
Well, to a degree, yes.
Oh my God!
And now there is only one sheep, you see?
But time travel! You invented time travel!
No, Reg, no. That was not the hypothesis of his experiment. The conclusion that we published merely states that we uncloned the sheep
by sending it back in time! Oh my God, this is huge! Think of the possibilities!
Well, can we please keep it on topic?
But what about the...
About the practical applications, yes?
Yes!
Well, we think this method of uncloning could work on other animals, and perhaps eventually even humans. Possible applications include a Jedward and a Jake and Logan Paul. While the latter are not technically twins, it's probably worth giving it a go.
I'm sorry, Professor, but how can you not see the bigger picture here? Time travel! The holy grail of science fiction, and you've gone and done it!
I came here to talk about my uncloning experiment, Reginald. My team spent an awfully long time working on it, and to get so distracted by some detail in a methodology and launch into all these hypotheticals, frankly, is downright disrespectful. I came here for Roly Poly, and instead you've just spun me around.
I'm sorry, was that...
No, it was not a joke! Good day to you!
Hey, Pops.
Hey, Junior, what is it?
Can you tell me the story of how Mommy and Daddy met?
Well, sure, Junior. Let's see, it was back when I was still out working on the farm. I was planting out some rows of corn. Why, good Lord, I don't know what came over me. My nose just started exploding like you wouldn't believe. One second I'm sowing seeds, and the next I'm bent double. Achoo! Achoo! Junior, it was terrible. I couldn't stop for the life of me. So I ran inside and I said, Julia. That's your grandmama. I said, I can't help it, I'm sneezing all over the place. Well, she took one look at me, your grandmama, and she sent me off to a doctor. And good thing she did, you know. And anyway, turns out, I had this thing called hay fever, which means I'm allergic to plants when they get horny, Junior. Or as we call it in America, allergies. Even though you can be allergic to any goddamn thing in the world. Now tell me, Junior, does that make any goddamn sense to you?
No, not really, but what about Mommy and Daddy?
That's right. Now you run along now, Junior. Grandpa's gotta go find his beckoning.
If, as you claim, Beverly Hills Cop was made in the 80s, then how come it has a song by Crazy Frog?
Ha! Checkmate! You smart Alex, movie buff Spielbergs!
Hey, Stu Horgan here.
Who?
I'm the new mayor of London.
Yeah,
I am. No, I know you didn't see me in the brochure, did you? Well, I wasn't going to fork out 10 grand for that pile of nonsense. Just bagged it on the write-ins, didn't I? Thank you for listening to episode 5 of Highly Irregular. It is my pleasure to bring you another one of these, you know, whatever this is. Now, last episode in the break, I mentioned that I had something in the works for No Time to Run. Well, I am now very pleased to announce that your favourite audiobook has now been made into a book, an e-book, which is exactly like a book, except that it A, doesn't cost any money to make or distribute, and B, doesn't actually, you know, physically exist. So other than that, it is exactly like a book. And if you knew anything about e-books, you would know that that is actually no coincidence. Now, what is a coincidence is that the fictional author of No Time to Run, Barry Greenfinger, actually shares the name with a UK charity called Greenfingers. Now, Greenfingers is a wonderful charity dedicated to supporting children who spend time in hospices around the UK by creating inspiring gardens for them to relax in and benefit from. So to celebrate the release of No Time to Run, I've set up a fundraising page on Just Giving, which is justgiving.com/fundraising/No Time to Run, all one word. So if you go to that page, which you can also find a link to in the show notes, and I'll put it on all the social media channels at Podly Irregular on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, then you will find a link to get the ebook, No Time to Run, for absolutely free in whatever format you like, standard ebook, PDF, Kindle format, as well as, of course, a big donate button for Green Fingers UK. So please, go to the page, pick up the book, and give generously to this wonderful cause. There's also a little bit of bonus content in the book, a little about the author section, so it's not a straight copy and paste, although it is mostly that. As always, any comments, queries, suggestions, book reviews, you can email me at podirregular@gmail.com. And if you're enjoying the show, then please do make sure to subscribe and tell your mates if it's not too embarrassing. Now we'll be diving back into the second half of the episode right after a couple of words from our sponsors. First up sponsoring us this episode, it's Dave Klein's Divine Knockoff Wines again, actually, with a fantastic new product. Do you like dry wine?
Yes.
Do you like really dry wine?
Yes.
Then try our new powder wine, the driest wine ever. 0% moisture, 100% flavour. This wine packs an insane punch that you won't find anywhere else. So for the most intense mouthfeel taste sensation, come down to Dave Klein's Divine Knockoff Wines and have a sip of our brand new powder wine. It'll leave you gasping for more. Also sponsoring us this episode, Gilles. Has this ever happened to you?
Oh no, my arms are inexplicably hot, even though the rest of my torso is freezing.
Or have you ever found yourself saying,
I actually like having cold arms. It stimulates my brain activity by forcing me to fend off questions about how I could possibly take such an absurd stance on ideal arm temperature.
If you answered yes to either of those questions, then you need a gilet. If every solution requires a problem, meet your exception to the rule. Gilets, the worst an arm can get.
I am the critic. And what I say, no, it's gone. A TV review. Today, I'm going to tell you about a hit new television show called It's the Top of the Pops. I've been meaning to watch this one for some time now, since it was recommended to me in 1974. Catching up from season one seemed a bit too daunting even for me, so instead I've dipped my toes into one of the middle series to get a feel for it. This show is packed with glitz, glamour, and all your musical heroes like The Spicy Girls, Western Life, The Vegas Boys, NSYNC, and Bozone. Each edition brings you a selection of the latest pop hits, which have each been given a rating out of 20 stars. Starting with the best song, 20 stars, they work their way down to the worst song of the week, 1 star out of 20. As a critic, this format pleases me immensely. Too often people ignore valid criticism because of pride, ignorance, whatever you want to call it, but hitting worst song of the week on It's the Top of the Pops can be a much needed wake-up call for the artist in question, and most accept the judgment with humility, appearing on the show to perform their song, hoping for constructive criticism from the audience. Since they like to use 20 stars, I too will give my rating out of 20 stars, and I give this one a horny 14. And if, like myself, you've never seen it before, I have good news. You can catch it live every Thursday night on the BBC. Assuming the schedule hasn't changed for some reason since the series that I watched, that is.
Welcome back to K-A-E-I-O-U-N-X Radio, square root of 10,636 FM, live from Seattle, and it is my great, great pleasure to welcome back Barry Lim Bungalow to the studio.
Hi, Keith. It's great to be back.
So it's been a while since your last appearance on our station. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been watching a lot of nature documentaries, doing a lot of soul-searching, thinking about my place in the world.
Oh, is that so?
You know, we think that we have everything figured out, but really there are some animals out there that I think lead amazing lives. Lives that we could only dream of having ourselves as humans.
Wow, what a concept. So does this mean your new song is inspired by the fiercest creatures of the wild, the most dazzling specimens of awesome natural beauty?
Yeah, something like that.
Fantastic. And this is your new single?
Actually, it's an O-side.
An O... Oh, a B-side?
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right then, take it away, Barry Lim Bungalow.
I've been thinking lately, yeah, lately I've been thinking a lot about what it would be like to be in another body, a different one from what I got. Not a human one, I mean something else, like a real spirit animal. And I don't think I want to be a lion or a tiger or even a big bad wolf, because people think they're so strong, so alpha, think they're really leader of the pack. But I know that's a lot of responsibility for you to put on my back. Oh, people want to be a bird, see the world, sing a song when the dawn goes crack. But the air's so overrated, no. I just wanna be a crab. I seen them on Blue Planet. They're the dumbest things I've ever seen, I swear. And they say that ignorance is bliss. Oh Lord, please take me there. I don't wanna move forward no more. And I think I'm too scared to go back. I just wanna keep on going sideways and bury myself in the sand. People always say to me, watch where you're going. How great would it be to be able to say right back to their face, I literally can't back off. I just wanna be a stupid little crab in a world of stupid crabs. So if a scientist's working on that, then I would gladly participate in your lab. I wanna be a crab. I'd rather be a hermit than ribbiting around on four legs like Kermit. And I'm done having thinner skin again. My man's so good like being a pelican without an exoskeleton. And I'd rather be a horseshoe than a horse fool, running from your problems all of your life and leaving it all behind. Doing nothing in particular, just going perpendicular and doing crap stuff. Whatever that is, I wanna be a crab.
I do hope you've been enjoying the selection of wines this episode. Now perhaps let's finish off with a dessert wine. I have with me a fine, fine vintage Madeira from 2015. Let's pop it open now, shall we? Oh dear, I think that one's corked.
Welcome back, my stargazers and believers, to this episode's horoscope reading. And you join us now for the results that we have all been waiting for. Well, Libra, it's time to find out. We've heard your side of the story. We've heard their side of the story.
And I think the audience appreciates everybody for sharing all the sides of this many-sided story. But now it all comes down to this. The results from the test are in, and we are going to find out live on air. Capricorn, you are not the father. Leo, you are not the father. Scorpio, you are not the father. Virgo, you are not the father. Sagittarius, you are the father. It's Sagittarius.
No, Gemini, get off him. You promised you wouldn't throw hands. Pisces, hold him down. We will have order in the studio. No, no, what are you doing? Don't join in. Oh, God. Security, where's security? Libra, quick, out the window. Let's go, let's go.
And that brings us to the end of the episode. Just before you go, I need to give you a quick pat down to make sure you aren't leaving with anything that you picked up on site. I'm sorry, I know it's ridiculous, but it's come from the top, you know, it's company policy. I have to do it to all my listeners, so it'll only take a second, okay? Hang on. What's this? That's the missing piece from my 10,000 piece life-size Danny DeVito puzzle. I've been looking literally everywhere for that. Are you trying to ruin my life? Right, are we taking that back, you petty thief? Get out!
Oh, Danny, look, Danny, I found it! I can complete you! I can complete the ritual!